Hey everybody, this is John, and I am back on the floor of C2E2, and I am fortunate enough to be here with Jim McClain and Serena Guerra, and we're going to be talking a little bit about Solution Squad. So Jim, why don't we start with you? Why don't you tell us a little bit about Solution Squad, how it got started, where the idea came from, and what's the idea behind it?
Solution Squad is an all-ages comic with math-based characters. They have math-based powers, and they have math-based names. So I use it in my classroom. I'm a seventh grade math teacher, and I've been publishing it for about 3 years now.
That's awesome. And one of the things I love is I notice you do a lot of sketches that you give out to kids. And is that a reward? Do they have to do something well to get that?
Yeah, I use them as rewards in my classroom. I give them about a five-minute sketch. And then the best work of the day wins a better ink sketch, which takes me about 15 minutes. So I use them as classroom rewards. They're pretty easy to do, and it gives me an excuse to draw.
Well, and I bet kids love that. I know I teach high school, and people, I tell kids, I give kids stickers if they get a really good grade on a test. And people are like, high school kids aren't going to care about stickers. Like, you would not believe how much they love stickers. I had actually pictures of me. We get school pictures for the teachers. I would give out autographed pictures of my school picture, and the kids like, I so wish I'd have got a better grade so I could have got a picture. And I'm like, really? It's not that attractive, but okay, that's great. When you say math-based powers, tell us what you mean by math-based powers.
One of the first characters I created was Absolutia. She can raise temperature and she can lower temperature, and it takes equal effort to raise temperature as it does to lower temperature. And that is what absolute value means. It's the distance that a number is from zero. So if room temperature is your starting point, we'll call it zero, it takes 10 degrees of effort to raise it 10 degrees. It takes 10 degrees of effort to lower the temperature 10 degrees. So she's a living embodiment, well, not really living, but an embodiment of the absolute value concept. And it helps kids understand something very abstract.
Oh, that's very cool. Give us another one.
Tell us another power if you don't mind revealing.
No, not at all. Abscissa and ordinate are called the ordered pair. Abscissa can run horizontally along the x-axis, and her twin brother, who was born a little bit after she was, his name's ordinate. He can fly and he can dive, so he travels along the y-axis.
I love this idea, because I'm like, I'm not only comic nerd, but I'm also science math nerd too. So this is right up my alley. Like, I love this. This is fantastic. Where did the, was there a particular moment of inspiration for you where you came up with this idea, or has it just kind of something that percolated and grew over time?
Well, I used to make worksheets that were a little bit more exciting than the normal ones that we get with our textbooks. But I used to use Superman, Batman, The Flash, The X-Men, Spider-Man, anybody I could to inspire the kids. After I had so many of them, I thought I would make a book of activities, but I knew DC and Marvel wouldn't go along with it, so I started making my own archetype characters to replace them. And so that's where the inspiration came from, to make my own characters that I could market and sell.
Yeah, I love that. I do similar things. I'll have Superman flying at an angle above horizontal, and what's his speed along the horizontal axis and vertical axis. So I love it. That's awesome. Now, Serena, how did Jim here wrangle you into getting involved in this project? How did you get involved?
I don't even remember how I met you.
I do.
That was a good night.
It was at Indie PopCon. We had the worst convention in history.
That's right.
No one was walking down our aisle at all. And Serena was two tables down from me. And I went down and saw her artwork, and I instantly fell in love with it.
Yep.
And my artist, Rose McClain, my niece, was moving on to other projects. And so I said, someday I'd really like to hire you, but I don't think I can afford you. Because she was already working for Image with Mice Templar. And so she said, well, that may be wrapping up soon. Maybe we can do something later. And then the next summer, we saw each other up in Elgin at Comic Book Mania. And I said, well, how about now? She goes, now is perfect. So that's how it happened.
That's fantastic. So, Serena, what do you love about Solution Squad? What's some of your favorite stuff to draw?
Honestly, well, first of all, I love the math. When I was in school, I was a big math nerd. And I just have to say this to get the story out. When I was in school, I wasn't a great reader because I was an artist and I liked math. And I found out when I was in eighth grade, they wouldn't let me progress in math because I wasn't doing as well in reading. And I don't see how the two are conjoined. And I actually had a math teacher tell me this because she told me she was going to fight for me to be able to go on to algebra and, you know, advanced algebra and all that. Because she saw how good and how much I loved it. And I was like, you have to fight for that? And I was so confused. So I think it's, you know, I love math. And if you teach it right, it's fun. And, you know, for me, it's just puzzles.
Right.
So when I get the stories, I'm like, it's math and it's art. And, you know, that's I love it. So that's why I like it.
Yeah.
And then you get the fun action in there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a website called Conceptus Puzzles. I don't know if either one of you have heard of it, but they have a lot of stuff in Games Magazine, but it's basically number puzzles, but at the end, it ends up making a picture. And so it's kind of another cool blend between the two. I mean, it's a low-res, pixely picture, but it's still kind of cool. And sometimes you got to squint. Anyway, I like the math nerd stuff. And you know, it's like you say, doing puzzles, sometimes people are like, you're sitting there just doing math for fun? I'm like, yes, I like it. I'm good at it. It, you know, it scratches that itch there. So that's fantastic. And Serena, I know we interviewed you apparently there's a toga thing going on over there. So we interviewed at Planet, and since then you've become a mom. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I got to see your little guy around here earlier, but is he out and about exploring the con?
Yeah, they actually just walked by and saw you interviewing me and walked the other way.
I get that effect more and more as I go on. Usually it's students out in public, and they want to, I don't know if you, do you get this, Jim, though? When you're out in public, do your students, is it like, you're a celebrity to some degree?
Yes, it absolutely is. Especially if they had me before I started with publishing Solution Squad, because I used them in the classroom even before I started publishing it. So when they see what it's become, and you know, it's out there in the world, it's been nationally published in Andrews McMeel Publishing's Reading with Pictures Comics to Make It Smarter. When they see that I'm now a quasi-celebrity, they think it's really cool, and they want to come up and congratulate me.
Yeah, oh no, totally, I believe it. And I'm you know, where I am, it's not a huge, you know, we're on the edge of Kansas City, but you go out at a restaurant, people are like, it's Mr. Holloway, and I'm like, yes, I eat. It's a weird thing, yeah, who knew? So, now, Serena, with the book now, are you doing almost, I mean, are you doing the whole nine yards, pencil, ink, colors, everything?
Yep, yes, I am.
That's awesome. Dude, you're very, very lucky. Yeah. So, because we got a chance to see and talk to you about colors when you're in Kansas City, is it for you? Do you enjoy sort of that whole nine yards kind of a thing more or less? Or,
well, I usually do because it gives me more control. Now that I have a baby,
yep.
Once I get to the inking stage, things come to a crawl because you can't hold a baby and ink at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But I found that when he goes to sleep, I can have him actually sleeping on a pillow on my lap and get on the computer and color. So I've been doing more coloring at the moment.
Do you kind of do that in fit, like you'll do a lot of penciling and then do the
That's
inking
exactly
and then
what I do.
Right. Very cool. And so, so you guys aren't together. So how often, like, do you finish
he's
a bunch?
Indiana, that's
do you
what
finish
he means.
A bunch of? Right. There's that. Right. Literally, it's right.
Different
it's
state.
Right. Her husband just walked by, so hopefully he doesn't listen to this. So when you do, you finish a bunch of pages and then send them back to Jim to look at, or do you kind of do one at a time, or how does he?
You know, I tend to just sporadically send him. Hey, look at what I'm working on today. I got pencils, and look at this. Some flat colors, and check out her hair.
Yeah.
I live for every moment she sends me new artwork.
Yeah, it's been funny. Sometimes I hear writers talk, it's like when those first pages come through and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm actually seeing this. Yeah, do you find, Jim, because you also have, are very artistically talented too, do you find
that's questionable.
I'm gonna say it, okay? So do you think you write differently, thinking like an artist maybe, than you would if you were sort of more of just a writer?
I absolutely know that I do, because when I do my writing, I do it using thumbnails, and I lay out all my story visually because comics are a visual medium.
Right.
So I lay it out visually, then I go back and I write up the script, then I hand it to Serena. I don't give her my layouts, though. I want her to make her own artistic choices. But I had something in mind when I first do it, and I'm always pleasantly surprised that hers are better than mine when they come back.
It almost is kind of like, it almost sounds like it's kind of a reverse, like you have almost a movie in your head and then you're kind of storyboarding a little bit, and then Serena's kind of realizing that to the next artistic level.
That's exactly right. So when I'm doing a story and I know how many pages it has to be, I start at the beginning, I start with how it's going to end, and then I kind of make it work toward the middle. And so I have to do that. And it makes it a little bit tricky, but it's also like a mathematical proof, just to draw another parallel. Because sometimes when you do a proof, you know what's given, you know what you have to prove, and it's making the two meet in the middle. So it's like doing a math proof. And so it actually comes pretty naturally.
And I think you see, even in TV shows, you can tell the plot of this episode was only to get us to point B. Like, that's all we really wanted to do. We had to figure out a mechanism by which to do it. So, yeah. Now, you're wearing a Batman shirt. Yeah. Now, and you're a comic book fan. I mean, did you grow up reading comics? Did you have a particular character you loved or anything?
Oh, Batman's by far my favorite because when I was just a year old, that's when the Batman TV show started. Yes, I'm very old. And so it was 1966, and my first words were, my mom wrote it, my baby, but my first words were Batman and Robin.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, so I started with the Carmine Infantino years, and that was my Batman. And, in fact, I learned to read with comics because there's an issue of Batman, it's Batman 204, where they have, it's called Operation Blindfold, and they have a bunch of people pretending to be blind, and they're all wearing placards that say, I am blind, and those are the first words I learned to read.
Oh, that's awesome. Serena, how about for you? Did you come into comics later, or were you young fan of comics?
You know what? It was a little bit more of a jagged road for me.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I loved cartoons. And when it comes to comic books, we didn't have a comic book store in our area that
right.
I knew of. But I did watch the X-Men TV series. I was obsessed with that, along with all the other cartoons, and big Disney fan. And I was a huge, just a bookworm. I would go to the library every weekend, check out like 5 books, finish them by the next week. And I don't mean little books. I mean a decent size, you know, Jurassic Park size books. And I would go home and I would draw my own pages. Like, oh, if this were to happen, it would look like this, you know.
Right.
But I didn't realize I was kind of doing what they do in comic books. But, you know, comic books, that was just superhero stuff, you know, it's stuff my brother does. And my brother, he collected the Fleer X-Men cards. And since I liked X-Men, he set up an agreement with me where once a week, he would let me borrow one card. And if I didn't mess up that card, he would let me borrow one the next week. And what I would do is sit down and I would try and duplicate that card as nicely as possible in pencil. So that's how I practiced. Went to school for animation because I loved animation. And they literally closed down the Disney 2D animation studio when I got my degree. Like just a couple months before. It was a sad degree. But my other half, Jeff, he was into comics and collected comics for a long time. And I started going to the comic book store with him. Picked up an Aspen comic, the Fathom book.
Right.
And I was like, oh, this isn't cheesy or goofy. And this is really good writing and beautiful art. And it's storytelling through 2D art. I want to do this.
Yeah.
And then I just started doing that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, if people want to find out more about Solution Squad. Oh, I think mine just. I think that's actually mine. Sorry. But you're more than welcome to look at it. That's actually my copy.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Oh, there you go. There's another one. There you go.
You know what? I have a child that couldn't come. Thank you so much.
You bet. What an exciting. Hey, people walking by and seeing it, they like the look. There you go. So, if people want to find out more about Solution Squad, other than stealing my copy, how I'm going to now put it over here. So, where can people find out more about Solution Squad?
They can go to the website, www.solutionsquad.net, or they can find Solution Squad on Facebook. They can follow @SolutionSquad on Twitter. There are all kinds of places you can go. Just look up Solution Squad on Google and you'll find us.
Do you have plans or ideas or sort of hopes for where you'd like to see Solution Squad go in the future?
Oh, yes.
I mean, a worldwide empire would, right, yeah, that would be number one.
Well, so I'm a 7th grade math teacher. I have a YouTube channel called Solution Squad as well. We're doing instructional videos on there. We have lesson plans on DVD that are going to be available on the website very soon. We have Teachers Pay Teachers with lesson plans available. We have all kinds of things in the works. So I want this to be a multimedia experience, and the comics are just one part of it.
Well, guys, thanks so much for taking some time to chat with me, and it's always always a pleasure, Serena, to see you. And Jim's been a great time meeting you. We've become Facebook acquaintances, but it's nice to actually lay eyes on each other. So wish you guys the best of luck with Solution Squad. I just hope it continues to grow and grow, and hopefully we'll get a chance to visit again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity. Yep.